This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Robin Hayes. How are you, Robin?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me today.
And Robin is the CEO and president of JetBlue, one of the most beloved companies. So just tell me, you're the third CEO of JetBlue. What does JetBlue mean to you as CEO?
Well, for me, I couldn't be more honored about working for JetBlue. We use the word crew member at JetBlue, so we're a team of 21,000 crew members, and what I'm most proud of is that we have really tried to change the industry that we're in. When our airline was founded by David Neeleman, who was our founder, he created a mission of wanting to bring humanity back to air travel, and every morning we get up trying to do that.
Yeah, and it is exciting. In full disclosure, after, I don't know, about 750 CEO interviews, my very first interview ever was on Friday, the 13th of April, 2007, with David Neeleman.
Wow.
And I just loved his passion. Yeah. So tell me, what from his vision... Yeah. is still here today. So 10 years later, it's very exciting for me to be with you.
Right.
But what is from his original vision still here today at JetBlue?
Right. So when David created JetBlue with the founding team, including Dave Barger, who was then the second CEO, they before they bought an airplane or even did a business plan, they said, we're going to come up with a very clear mission of what this company is all about, and we're going to have five values. And everything we do is going to be driven by those five values. The five values are safety, caring, passion, integrity, and fun. And those five values are still the same today. You can ask any JetBlue crew member. You can look at the back of the ID of any JetBlue crew member, and those values are there. And so I think that over the over 17 years now we've been flying, the fact that we are still true to that mission and true to those original values talks to the importance of tradition. At JetBlue. Having said that, we've had to adapt along the way because the business environment changes. You know, the economy changes. Oil goes up and then it comes down. And we definitely had to adapt over the years our business and make changes, but we've always stayed true, I believe, to who we are.
So let's take, for example, when challenges come up. Like, for example, we had an insane hurricane season this year.
We have.
We have. Does that mean it's still going?
Well, hopefully.
I want to say had.
Well, they say the hurricane season runs through to November, and we're just in November, so hopefully we are at the end of it. But
so how would your crew members respond? You know, you've 21,000 crew members to challenges like that.
Well, I think the what really challenged us this year was originally with Harvey in the Texas area, but then with Irma and Maria. These hurricanes came through the heart of the JetBlue network, right? So it was Florida, large parts of the Caribbean, and so we don't just have customers impacted, but our crew members are impacted, and. We had thousands of crew members who were personally concerned about what this hurricane would do for them and their families. So the first thing we had to do was do everything we could to support our crew members. So whether that was running evacuation flights down to evacuate them and their families out, whether that was moving them into our lodge or a hotel facility in Orlando, whether it was sending in water and generators for them so that if they lost power, that we could get them get back connected. And it's really first and foremost about taking care of what we call our family. And really, that was a huge logistical effort. I mean, I can't tell you how many cases of water, how many generators that we shipped down, and then there was all the food and the medicine and everything else. And then it was taking care of the communities. So we fly to these markets. You know, we're a very large airline in Florida. We are the largest airline in Puerto Rico. And so we had to also take care of the communities that we fly to as well. And I couldn't be more proud of the efforts that our crew members made for each other during this very challenging couple of months.
How do you get crew members like that? Is there a certain hiring practice? You have your five core values that everyone maintains now. Do you have a way of, when you hire people, from executives to people on the airplanes, that they have these skills and attitudes?
Right. So the hiring is very important. I mean, we are very fortunate. We get about 250,000 people apply every year for 2,000 or 3,000 jobs.
Really?
And so when I go down to orientation, which I do every 2 weeks to meet our new crew members.
You personally go down to every orientation?
Every 2 weeks we're running an orientation.
Can I say something? CEOs listening in, a couple 100,000 of you, did you just hear that? Goes to every single orientation. Yeah. And this is every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. The senior leadership team go down as well, so it's not just about me. And, you know, occasionally I'll miss one for something else comes up. But and we say that. We say to our crew members on the first day, you know, we are honored you're joining us and congratulations because you truly are in the 1%, because we only are able to take about 1 to 2% of people that apply. So, and then, you know, as we recruit people, it's really important to probe that attitude. And we want citizens. You know, we want people who are going to come in JetBlue and treat this like their own company, care about each other, be there when someone near you needs help, because we're one big team. And so we put a lot of focus on that. And we use a lot of our own frontline crew members to hire other crew members. So if you want to join JetBlue, for example, as an in-flight crew member, when you eventually kind of get through the original parts of the process, we have something called the Blue Review. Everything is blue here, by the way. And the Blue Review is when other frontline crew members will come in and help us identify the best in-flight crew members that we can hire.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Robin Hayes, who is the president and CEO of JetBlue, and we're learning about this culture. So let's start off of your five values. Safety. Mm-hmm. I want to hear, do you have any unique practices that you use to build safety and have it cascade throughout the whole organization?
Well, we all have to see ourselves as the chief safety officer. And I think the importance of the leadership team is to set the tone so our crew members know how important this is.
Is there anything specific you do? Like, I know in cleanliness, even when you came in here, you saw a piece of paper on the floor and you picked it up, you have, it's part of your DNA. Is there anything, unique practices that you have on safety?
Well, you know, we do a lot of work in terms of, you know, analyzing data, looking at what's going on, trying to identify trends. But I think the most important thing is for any of our frontline crew members to know at any time they can call a timeout if they see something they don't like.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. Even if it means delaying a flight, canceling a flight, safety is our number one priority. And so we will absolutely do what we need to do to keep it safe.
Okay, so let's go into your second principle.
Mm-hmm.
You would, safety was the
caring.
First. Caring. And we only have 2 minutes until break.
Okay.
We may not cover the whole thing.
Okay, so caring, just quickly.
Take your time.
Caring is, I mean, it's what sets us apart, right? So it's about caring for each other as crew members, and it's about caring for our customers. when we in the US we're competing up against some very large airlines, and what sets us apart is our service. It's the service that we provide our customers. It has to come over as warm and authentic, and our customers must feel that we care about them. It's very hard for our crew members to provide our customers that service if they don't feel cared for themselves.
How do you teach someone caring?
You know, I think it's there's certainly a training aspect to it, but part of it is how we are as people, right? It's again looking for the right people as you're looking to hire new crew members to come into JetBlue, and then when we're here, it's about reinforcing acts of kindness when we see it, so people know that wow, that was a great thing that just happened.
I will ask you after the break, maybe we'll find out how you reinforce them, but we're about to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to hear about, this is really the inside track of how you build a great organization. You start with five principles, 17 years later, the same five principles. Back in a few.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with the President and CEO, Robin Hayes, of one of the all-time great customer experience and culture companies, which is JetBlue. And in full disclosure, my first interview ever was with the founder, David Neeleman. So we were talking about caring, and you said, well, we reward the caring. What types of ways do you do that?
Well, there were so many examples. I mean, we have if I take our in-flight team again, if an in-flight crew member has done an amazing job, I mean, they all do an amazing job, but if they get particularly called out by a customer, then an in-flight leader will pick up the phone and say, you know what, I've got your trip for you. And they will fly the trip. And so, again, it's just that simple way of saying thank you for caring for our customer. But also, during events that occur, how do we care for each other when things happen?
Mm. So let's go to the third one. The third principle.
So safety, caring, integrity. So we define integrity.
And I do want to say it's funny because anyone you meet, they just reel off the five like that.
Right.
It's part of the DNA.
Right. So again, don't come to a JetBlue interview if you don't know those five values, because I can tell the interview isn't going to go very well. But integrity, look, we define integrity as what you do when no one's looking. And we're a fast-paced business. You know, we operate over 1,000 flights a day. We have to behave and act with integrity at all times. We expect it of each other, and our customers expect it of us.
Okay, I want to interrupt you here, Robin, because a lot of people, it's in their values, they say integrity. What does the heart, systemically, of integrity really mean to you as CEO?
Well, I'll give you an example. Tonight, actually, I'm going to our annual Safety and Security Awards dinner, where we are honoring crew members who have done amazing things in the last year in terms of keeping our airline safer and secure. And there are many examples in that tonight where we have crew members who have acted with great integrity and did the right thing even when no one was looking.
Yep. Let's go to the fourth now.
Passion. When David Neeleman created the airline, fun was the fourth one, but we put fun on the end because we kind of think it's a great way to close. We got to have passion, right? So we are in a business that is very competitive, and we want people to know that we care. And if we don't have a passion for doing what we do, we shouldn't be doing it. When we get up every day, we are about inspiring humanity. And because it did change over the years from bringing humanity back to air travel to inspire humanity, but it means the same thing. And you got to have a passion for that. You know, it can't be just a slogan. It's something that you have to feel in every fiber and bone in your body.
Tell me a story about passion, something that surprised you when you saw someone's passion and you're like, wow, that's even more than I expected.
I get from customers every day compliments about sort of excitement and great service that they get seen from our customers. And so there are just so many stories in JetBlue. But also when I see our crew members building playgrounds in communities to help kids play with partners like Kaboom, you know, our crew members are very active in the community. And in fact, we have a program called Community Connections, where if you work for JetBlue, you do a certain number of hours per year for something you're passionate about, we'll give you free tickets to raffle off for that charity or nonprofit to raise money.
And I'm thinking, as a leader, you don't have to enforce these on people. It looks like everyone just wants to do this. They want to be part of the family.
We use the word family a lot at JetBlue, and is important because our competitors are out there, and we have to act as one in order to continue to be successful.
Oh, I like that, act as one. So now let's go up to the fifth, which is fun.
Right.
And that was moved to the end intentionally.
Well, you got to, you know, we're in a serious business, right? Because what we do is
safety's first,
and we're moving. We have planes flying around at 500-600 miles an hour. We have equipment on the ground, so it's very important that we keep it safe. But it's important that we have fun. Our customers want to see us have fun. You know, sometimes we'll get on the PA on the airplane and have a competition and give away some free tickets. We have a lot of holiday parties for crew members. So,
and you're also on the, you go on the plane and you clean up things yourself, right?
Yeah. We.
But you don't let them know you're the CEO.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, I mean, I tend to leave them alone if it's an early morning flight or late night flight. It's the last thing they want to hear from me on. One of the way we keep our costs low is for many of our turns, we will clean the airplanes ourselves. So we'll pitch in and help the crew. We'll collect the trash. We'll do whatever needs to be done.
Tell me one fun thing that happened here that, you know, you said, wow, that really was fun.
I probably have to be careful about some of them on radio. But no, look,
it's only 600,000 people, you know, just
only 600. Look, recently, you know, we do reunions, and we had a 10-year reunion for InFlight, and you know, that was a fun night because these were amazing crew members. They joined us 10 years ago, and we had a fun party. You know, I don't think I've danced as much as I did for many decades. But it was just a great fun night.
So now let's shift over. We understand your five fundamentals and your five values. You have 38 million customers every year on about 235 planes. What is the secret of great customer experience?
I think it is just making sure that the culture that we create inspires our crew members to want to provide that service, and our crew members feel empowered to make decisions when things don't go to plan, because we're not perfect and things do happen. And you know, we have a program called Blue Hero, for example. So if a customer calls into JetBlue and something has happened, our crew members can be a Blue Hero for that customer and assist the customer with what they may be looking for in terms of assistance.
So from a leadership perspective, just spend a quick amount of time on what your philosophy is and how, as CEO, you help build the great customer experience and the great culture.
Well, I've been blessed in my career to do, I mean, airlines all I know, and I've been lucky enough to
19 years at British Airways.
19 and nine and a bit years here. And so, you know, I've done quite a few of these jobs, and I think one of the most important things I can do is to get the barriers out of the way so our frontline crew members can provide that service. You know, we're in the middle of a 50-city tour where Jana Garrity and I, who's the EVP of Customer Experience, visiting 50 different airports. We held town hall meetings. We had one here in our Long Island Support Center yesterday. And it's important to continue to get that engagement hear from our crew members what we're doing well and what we're not doing well.
Anything that you're proudest of when you walk in the door at JetBlue in the morning?
I'm just proud to be part of this team. The hardest job in this company is not mine. The hardest job in this company are those now our frontline crew members and frontline leaders who have to provide that JetBlue experience every day. And I'm just so happy to work with them, happy to have an opportunity to do this job.
Well, Robin, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Forum today.
Thank you.
And everyone, listen in. When you have a company, step one, make sure you have the values that can endure over years and years. And when you're CEO, your job is remove the barriers so everyone can do what they need to.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hi,
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with David Dobson. How are you, David?
I'm fantastic, Robert. Thank you.
And David is the CEO of Digital River. So talk about what the concept of Digital River is.
Well, Digital River is a global e-commerce platform that we manage e-commerce transactions between our clients and their customers around the world. So we will process this year around $3.5 billion in gross revenue on behalf of our clients. And we're probably the 10th or 11th largest e-tailer in the United States that nobody knows, because you don't see Digital River. You see brands like Microsoft and Samsung and Lenovo. So that's what we do. When you buy their products online, for many of those great brands, we're the e-commerce platform in behind them.
Okay, but when I speak with people in technology, you do great work. Why is it that you're not as known?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that you don't see our brand, you know, out there in the line. We're behind the scenes. So think of us as the enabler of e-commerce for some of these great brands. That's number one.
We need a Digital River inside, like Intel. That's where we need to go.
I think you're right. I think that'd be great. So, in fact, I'll make a note of that, and I'll send you the royalty checks.
You shouldn't have said that. We got 600,000 listeners here. You should have just said thanks, but keep going.
So, you know, that's what we do, and our primary focus, we started off in the software business in 1994 when the Internet was really just starting to take off. And the founder of our company back 24 years ago realized that software being a digital product, instead of buying it in a retail store, why wouldn't you just download that over the Internet? And so that's how we started. We started as a software download company, and then it grew into companies that wanted to sell subscriptions, and then finally into physical products, where companies primarily in consumer electronics and high-value brands, they want to sell their products direct to consumers. And what you've seen historically is retail has been a very large channel for a lot of these products, but retail's under siege these days. And primarily it's under siege because of companies and marketplaces like Amazon and Alibaba are changing the way consumers want to buy. And what those marketplaces are proving is that consumers will and want to buy almost everything over the Internet, but our clients, these brands, are very nervous about that being the dominant channel. So they're all quickly moving to establish direct-to-consumer e-commerce channels, and that's what we do.
So give me an example. One of your clients, what are you doing with them?
Well, some of our largest clients, again, software companies like Microsoft or VMware or consumer electronics brands like Lenovo and PCs or phones or Samsung and TVs.
Let's talk Samsung.
Sure.
What are you doing with Samsung?
So we work closely with Samsung where we actually power their e-commerce platform in the United States. So if you want to buy a wonderful new Samsung Galaxy S8 phone, you go on their website, Samsung.com, and as you go through and learn about their products, that's all Samsung technology.
But I get it. So everything is scraped, so no one's ever going to know that it's Digital River.
It's
all Samsung.
It's all
you
Samsung.
Are exactly there, but you are the behind the scenes that's enabling the e-commerce to happen.
So for you as the consumer, you're having a relationship with Samsung. You go down the purchase process. We're the ones that work with Samsung to present that shopping cart. Once you decide you want to buy that product, we're the ones that are doing the payment processing. We're the ones that are confirming back to you that the product will be delivered in 24 hours or 48 hours, whatever happens to be, and making sure that that process goes very well. So that's what our platform does. And behind the scenes, it's Digital River, but you as a consumer, that's a Samsung experience.
So let's talk from your client's perspective. Is there any economic benefit of working with you, or why would these big companies outsource to, you're not as big as Sam, you're a big company, 1,500 people, but you're not the size of Samsung, Microsoft.
Right.
Why would they outsource it to you?
There's three reasons why customers choose to do business with us. Number one is our total cost of ownership. So you as a chief executive officer, chief marketing officer, head of sales, chief information officer, you're typically, it's in that group that you're deciding on when you want to sell your products directly to your customers, what type of platform do you use? And typically you can build it yourself, you can buy somebody's licensed software product from an IBM or an SAP, or you can choose a model like ours. We typically save our customers between 20 and 30% of what it would cost them to build their own e-commerce platform. So that's reason number one.
Wait. Just go into that. How can you save that much?
Well, we are a 100% multi-tenant software as a service company.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of companies like Salesforce.com. Mm-hmm. That's a SaaS company. We are a SaaS company. So we perform what we do on behalf of hundreds of clients. So we have enormous scale.
I get it.
We have enormous scale in what we do, and we'll run billions of dollars in gross revenue through our platform. So we get the benefit of technology scale. So that's reason number one.
Number two
is global. If you're a brand that wants to sell your product, not just in the United States, not just in North America, but around the world, we support selling our clients' products in 150 countries around the world in a more robust way than any of our competitors. So, for example, we just signed a deal about a year and a half ago with HTC. HTC is a company that sells smartphones, virtual reality products, and we signed a deal in November of 2015, and by February of 2016, we were selling their virtual reality products in 30 countries around the world. And that's unheard of. It's very difficult to do that on your own, and it's something we do better than any of our competitors. And we're very proud of that fact. So we have a very broad global footprint. And then the third reason is our business model. Very unique. So rather than being just a commerce platform, a technology platform, we are, for the vast majority of our clients, like over 95% of our clients, we're the merchant and seller of record. And you go, what does that mean, merchant and seller of record? It means that during that transaction, when you buy that phone from Samsung, we're the ones that are actually selling it. For that instant that you buy that product, we're selling it, which means that we're responsible for making sure that we collect the right tax. In the United States or in Europe or in Asia, we're responsible for compliance to make sure that we protect that consumer information that's in our data warehouses and it doesn't get leaked or exposed. And that's really important. So we manage fraud on behalf of our clients. So being the merchant and seller of record is highly differentiating. So total cost of ownership, global footprint, and being the merchant and seller of record is really helpful because that's the heavy lifting and the complexity of commerce for our clients.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Dobson, who is the CEO of Digital River. So when you talk about this model, a lot of companies today, when I interview them, they tell me they're software companies. Let's say Siemens, Judy Marks said software company. Land O'Lakes, Chris Polosinski said, oh, no, we're really like a technology and a software company. It seems that everyone is becoming a software company in a sense. This probably bodes well for you because that's who you work with as your clients.
Yeah, no, I've all my career, Robert, I've grown up in technology, either being on the side of supplying technology solutions to clients around the world or, in this case, being a service provider serving technology brands and many different types of brands. And in my experience, technology is, a very powerful force that really helps automate a lot of what we do. Things like artificial intelligence and virtual reality are some of the most exciting new technologies that are going to completely change the way we buy and the way we interact with brands going forward, we believe.
Well, that's what everyone wants to hear about.
Yeah.
CEOs are always asking me, how is AI going to change our world? How is VR going to change our world? Give some concrete examples of what could happen in people's companies.
Well, I mean, an example, and a simple example of artificial intelligence, and I think we're very early innings on what AI can do. And, I won't talk about some of the incredible advances in medicine on how AI can be pervasive, but in retail and shopping and making decisions, in starting to understand what your preferences are as a consumer, I mean, we conduct transactions, we're talking, hundreds of millions of transactions, over a number of years. We get to understand what your preferences are. What do you like? What types of offers have resonated with you, and start providing that information.
So it's almost like a predictive analytics.
It becomes
model.
Predictive. And, we always have to find that balance between privacy and what you want to share. But as you've opted in to sharing information about your preferences, I know when I get offers now from clients or customers that I choose or brands to choose to do business with, and they start tailoring their offerings to me based on my preferences, I find them more valuable. So that's one of the powerful ways that AI will change the way we buy products and how offers are presented to us. The second is virtual reality.
And you've 1 minute left before break.
Okay. And the other is virtual reality. This is a very exciting area, and I'm going to talk about it for two reasons. One, we signed this deal with HTC, which announced a product last year, a very exciting product called the Vive, which is a virtual reality product. And we believe it has the power to transform the way we do retail. And I'm not saying it will change for everybody, but instead of walking into a retail store to try on a new pair of glasses or an article of clothing, you can actually put on their headset and you can experience virtual reality in a way that you can't.
So you can shop online.
Shop online through virtual reality is very powerful.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk advice on the world of Amazon and what CEOs could do to thrive in that world.
Great.
Back in a few.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're with David Dobson, the CEO of Digital River, and we're talking about your model, which is, I just want to ask you, you said you handle the compliance, the exchange rates. How many countries do you actually work in?
We work in over 150 countries, 220 languages around the world, so pretty extensive.
And what is your website?
Well, our website is our client's website.
But what if a company wants, someone's listening in and they want to work with you?
DigitalRiver.com.
Okay, there you go. That we should have guessed.
They can find it all.
So now let's talk about Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon, everyone loves everyone. Everyone's afraid of Amazon. And we know that Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos is a genius in what he's created. Talk about what Amazon is doing and what advice you have to CEOs. They're listening in, they're running a company, how they can compete effectively in an Amazon-driven world.
Right. Well, first off, to your point, nothing but respect for Amazon as far as they've completely transformed the retail buying experience. And it's created an enormous opportunity for my company and my clients. So I can't think of any of my customers, clients, I use the word synonymously. I can't think of any of my customers that don't use Amazon as a marketplace. But it's not the only channel. It's almost like many of them have gone from the retail channel has been a predominant channel, and they're not going to wholesale shift everything that was in retail over to a marketplace. My clients want to be able to put their products through channels that their customers want to buy. So retail stores are still relevant, but they're under siege, I think, these days as a result of what Amazon has done. So marketplaces are relevant. But what my clients are coming to me and saying is they're saying Amazon has changed the game. They have proven that customers want to buy their products, you know, through the internet. Amazon has set the bar on what that experience should be like in buying as far as the quality of the buying experience, the time it takes to get that product. But what my clients want to do, they want to build a direct relationship with their customers. And quite frankly, I'll call it the Amazon effect, is creating tailwinds for our business. And it's the reason why we're growing so rapidly. And we've got so many clients talking to us and saying, we love what we do with Amazon. We love what we do in retail. But our customers are saying they want to have a direct relationship with our brand. So it's not an either or. I think you're seeing brands, world-class brands, have multiple routes to market. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do is they're satisfying how their customers want to buy, number one. And number two, quite frankly, they're controlling their own destiny, which is if I have a direct relationship with my customer, I know who they are, I collect information, I can market and upsell to those clients and establish a lifetime relationship. You can't necessarily do that in traditional retail. You can't do that in a marketplace. So that's the value that we bring to those brands.
So for a CEO, is there any first step that they should take? And don't say sign up with Digital River.
No.
But what is the first step that they should take to accelerate the success of how they're competing in this?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is go and talk to your customers and understand how their buying preferences are changing. And what they'll find is...
Now, when you say talk to their customers, what if their customers are all B2C customers? How would you recommend they talk with them? Is that a social play?
It could be
an outreach play.
They could have test panels where they actually bring in some of their consumers into a test panel. They could use social media. I would tell you that typically their channel partners will describe what their customers want. So understand how their buying behaviors are changing, and understand what they expect of your brand. I think that's really important to understand, is why do they buy your product? And try to understand if they want to have the opportunity to have a relationship directly with you. And then start thinking about what would be the value of that relationship. You know, sometimes people think it could be a very profitable channel. And in fact, for many of our clients, their direct-to-consumer e-commerce channel is their most profitable channel. More profitable than retail, more profitable than a marketplace. But that's not the real reason why my customers are choosing a direct-to-consumer channel. It's because they want to have a direct relationship with their customer. They want to share information. They want to collect information. They want to see how their buyers respond to offerings. It's a very responsive channel to understand. When you test something, you can go a different direction and learn from it very quickly.
Let's shift over, David, to your leadership philosophy.
Sure.
And experiences you've had. So you've worked major at IBM, Pitney Bowes, CA Technologies. What was a challenge you faced in business that you overcame, or maybe didn't overcome,
right,
but you learned the lesson that shapes the very fabric of your DNA?
Yeah, I would say probably the thing that comes to mind is I spent 19 years at IBM, and it was an incredible experience. I found that my training in 14 roles over 19 years was an incredible professional and personal experience. And my first job outside of IBM, I accepted the CEO role for a $100 million struggling software company called Corel Software. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night almost in cold sweat saying, what have I done? And it was just feeling alone. If feeling alone is that you look at the challenge that we have and how are we going to solve it. And I remember trying to approach all the problems on my own. And it's almost like I reverted back 20 years in my career to when I was a first-line manager, and I realized that I had to build up the capability of my colleagues. I had to assess very quickly who are the people that were going to be able to take us to where we needed to get to and who weren't, and make changes very quickly. So I learned a lot about myself and to calm down and say, I've been through this before. I've learned about the finance challenge, or the human resource challenge, or the marketing challenge, or the sales challenge. So all these experiences, take a deep breath, say you know how to get through this, and then over time build a team and share your experiences. That I've had some incredible experiences with a new team, and eventually we came through it, and we came through it very well.
You talk about your culture. You have about 1,500 people, and you are behind the scenes. You have an enormous fiduciary responsibility.
Yes, we do.
Because you are handling the infrastructure of all these great companies. You've 2 minutes left. Talk about your philosophy, what your team is like, and how they grow successfully to deliver the customer experience.
Yeah, I hate to say it, it's overused, but it's culture. We try really hard at Digital River to be a customer, client-centric environment. And you can say that, you can put posters on your wall, but it's really how we as leadership behave. Do we walk the talk? I spend the vast majority of my time, when I'm not doing wonderful things like these interviews, I spend my time in front of my clients. And I'm sitting down with the CEOs or the CFOs or the head of sales, and I want to know directly from them, how are we doing? And so when I'm out in the trenches with my colleagues, my sales colleagues, my engineering colleagues, that's what gives them a sense for we're walking the talk, that we really are a client-centric company. And if there's a problem, don't hide it. Let me know. We'll fix it.
And it's really in line with your message about controlling your destiny,
yeah,
which if there's one message, that's what CEOs all want. And what you're hearing, everyone, from Digital River is that the key to controlling your destiny is to make sure that you are close to your clients, like you as a CEO do, or like you help your clients engage with their actual customers. You've 30 seconds left. Any final words to CEOs?
Well, look, my business advice, and I feel a little bit, not qualified to be able to provide advice to CEOs, but stay close to your customers. Really use the opportunity to be in close to the rank and file employees of your company, because if you're not, you're probably not getting the real insights of what's going on in your company.
And there you have it. David, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.